Senate will be in order. There is business in the well.
The House has on March 19, 2019, passed the following bills which concurrence in the Senate has asked. House File 224, a bill for an act relating criminal offenses, lascivious conduct of the minor, and providing penalties. House File 423, a bill for an act relating to suspension of Medicaid coverage for an inmate of a public institution. House File 499, a bill for an act relating to passenger automobiles designed to carry 10 or fewer persons and use school buses. House File 518, a bill for an act relating to reimbursement for duly eligible Medicare and Medicaid members receiving a Medicare hospice benefit, Medicaid-only members electing the hospice benefit and nursing facility. House File 598, a bill for an act relating to assignment of students, pupils, or siblings to classrooms by school districts. House File 644, a bill for an act relating to juvenile justice, including provisions relating to child foster care and parent visitation, child in need assistance proceedings. House File 659, a bill for an act relating to pretrial contact between a prosecuting witness who is a minor and the defendant. House File 700, a bill for an act relating to the refilling of prescription emergency situations. House File 709, a bill for an act relating to suspension of child support and order relative to child in need of assistance proceedings. House File 710, a bill for an act relating to the operation of the Board of Medicine, the Board of Nursing, the Board of Pharmacy, and the Dental Board. House File 719, a bill for an act relating to participation conciliation related to dissolution of marriage.
Chair recognizes the Senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. This time I'd like to call up Senate File 507 with Senator Breitbach.
The Senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer, calls up Senate File 507 with Senator Breitbach. The Chair recognizes the Senator from Clayton, Senator Breitbach, for opening remarks on Senate File 507.
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill will make sure that idiopathic or unexplained falls do not constitute a personal injury arising out of and in the course of employment. This legislation is a result of 2018 Supreme Court case, Bonnell versus Long John Silver's. In that case, the Iowa Supreme Court held that a workers' compensation commissioner must consider whether or not the work conditions, such as the hardness of the floor in this case, increase the risk of an injury to an employee. The issue this bill addresses is whether an employer should be liable for an employee's injuries caused by a personal condition just because the condition caused a fall from a level surface onto the same level surface at work rather than at any point in their life. The deputy commissioner in this case, an administrative law judge, decided that this was not a work comp claim. The Commissioner Cortez, the work comp commissioner, decided this was not a work comp claim. District court judge ruled that this was not a work comp claim. Supreme Court Judge Mansfield cited several other states and described what their standard was for this type of case, but he decided with the minority of those states on the effect of this case. He remanded it back to the commissioner, saying that the commissioner had to consider the hardness of the floor in making his decision on whether this was a work comp case. This does not say that if you're pregnant and you pass out at work just because of your condition that you would not be covered under work comp. Just like you previously would not have been. Now, if you pass out and you hit your head or you slip and you fall, you're overcome by fumes and you fall, that's still going to be covered under workman's comp. But if you've just got a medical condition that causes this fall, then you would not be covered under workman's comp, which that's the way we have currently viewed these types of incidents. That concludes my opening remarks.
There is an amendment. The Chair calls up Amendment 3045 with Senator Bolton. The Chair recognizes the Senator from Polk, Senator Bolton, for opening remarks on Amendment 3045 to Senate File 507.
Thank you, Mr. President. Amendment 3045 basically adds some language to the bill that's in front of us right now. I just want to read that. We are going to insert a preamble to the idiopathic fall standard. Unless there is a specific workplace factor increasing the extent of injury, contributing to the cause of injury, or increasing the likelihood of injury, personal injuries from idiopathic falls will not be covered. The importance of that language is pretty simple.
I'm sorry. Can we get some quiet in the chamber, please? Thank you.
I understand what Senator Breitbach is saying about the Supreme Court decision that he has noted a disagreement with. The problem with the solution presented in this legislation is that it doesn't change how we analyze the factors in determining whether an injury is work-related or not. It creates an exception to the workers' compensation statute. That has a serious effect on whether an injury can be compensable after that exception has been created. We're saying not that you can prove a work-related injury in an idiopathic fall circumstance by proving, for example, increased risk of injury. We're saying that your idiopathic or unexplained personal injury cannot be compensable if you fall surface level to surface level. What is my concern is that many things can get in the way of your surface level to surface level fall. And if you're at a surface level and you fall into a piece of equipment, and I know Senator Breitbach disagrees with this analysis, but if you fall into a piece of equipment, the cause of your fall was idiopathic, that you had a sudden stroke that was completely unrelated to your work, but you fall into a running piece of equipment that severely damages you, the cause of your fall was idiopathic. Your fall was surface level to surface level. This version of the legislation that is in front of you right now tells us, I think, that you have a sequela of the idiopathic fall, that as a result of the idiopathic fall, you fell into equipment. It doesn't matter the equipment was what injured you. The cause of the fall was idiopathic. Your injury is excluded. That is the risk of the approach that has been taken in this legislation. We could have a severe, even life-ending injury take place when someone falls into a very hazardous condition of their employment, but if the triggering event was that idiopathic, unrelated, unexplained, or purely personal condition, I fear this legislation says there's no recovery in that case. So what my amendment is designed to do is to get us back to looking at what about the workplace environment caused, contributed, or worsened that injury. That's the point of our workers' compensation system, that hazards of employment, when they are realized, are to be compensated by the employer's insurance policy. That's why you have workers' compensation insurance for your employees. What this legislation does in creating that exception is it eliminates the consideration of those risks. And there are three basic different types of risks that we have in workers' compensation law. Most states, like Iowa, look at things like increased risk. What about the job, the work that's being done, increase the risk of injury? We're not a state that has recognized a peculiar risk, that it has to be absolutely special to the workplace to be an injury. We're also not a positional risk, that simply by being at work, anything that happens to you is a work-related injury. We focus on what about your job and the things you were doing on the job caused, worsened your injury, increased the likelihood of the injury. By making this change with this amendment, we are saying to the court to reassess the legal factors on causation in idiopathic fall cases. You're making clear your intent as a legislature to say, we want you to take another look at this. But I ask you to consider the magnitude of what this may do without an amendment when someone suffers a very serious injury that stems from an idiopathic original cause but ends up being greatly magnified in consequence by things that are clear workplace hazards. The purpose of the amendment is to guard against a very bad unintended consequence of this legislation. If we want to get at the heart of the issue, to say that the Supreme Court got this case wrong, that the hardness of the surface alone shouldn't be a risk factor that we consider, let's focus on that. Let's address that. Let's do something in the amendment process to get us there. But absent that, what we have done here with this statute, if we don't amend it, is create an exception to workplace injury compensation, which excludes the court from looking at other factors and says that if that idiopathic or unexplained personal condition sets off the cascade of events, the fall that ends up being into a piece of machinery, you're not going to be compensated. I don't think that's the intent of what Senator Breitbach is introducing here, but I think it can be the consequence. So the purpose of this amendment is to avoid that very, very unfortunate set of circumstances that can result from an attempt to just address a very narrow circumstance. So for that, I offer that amendment and ask you to support it.
Is there a discussion on the amendment? The chair recognizes the senator from Clayton, Senator Breitbach.
Thank you, Mr. President. This amendment is exactly what the Supreme Court ruled, that the judge, or that the commissioner in this case, must look at, and it says in the amendment, unless there is a specific workplace factor increasing the extent of the injury. That means that the commissioner has to take into account the hardness of the floor. That's exactly why we're discussing this. This has not been what our work comp laws have been looking at prior. This bill is necessary to preserve the current understanding in our workman's comp prior to the Blumel ruling. The bill allows for compensation if something in the workplace contributes to this, such as falling into a piece of machinery. That's definitely going to be a work comp claim. Or if you fall onto an unlevel surface, if you slip and fall, any of those things, there's going to be a work comp claim. This amendment is doing just exactly what we're trying to address with this bill. I urge the body to resist this amendment.
The chair recognizes the senator from Blackhawk, Senator Dotzler.
Thank you, Mr. President. A person that spent 31 years in a manufacturing facility, I've seen a lot of dangerous situations, and I'm kind of confused a little bit about what would happen in the case. And I've seen this before where you have a lot of turret lays and they have protective shields that are there, but when somebody's working on the machine, they will pull those shields off to expose a turret that can be spinning and turning. And so that inherently is a very dangerous situation. If we have somebody who has one of these falls and falls into that turret, the shield was supposed to be there, and the turret hit this individual, you could have some catastrophic results. Now, I heard Senator Breitbach say that that would be covered, and then I'm hearing from Senator Bolton that that wouldn't be. So I would ask Senator Bolton at this time to yield, if he would, to this question.
Senator Bolton, will you yield?
So, Senator Bolton, I've heard Senator Breitbach said that this fall that occurs on a hard surface, it shouldn't be taken into account. If that individual would slip and fall into a machine that normally would have had a guard on it, but was removed for some reason, and that person was severely injured, is what you're proposing designed to correct that? And is Senator Breitbach right when he says that it would be treated the same as if it wasn't a fall?
So a couple things with that. First, when we're talking about the cause of the fall, an idiopathic fall means something that is either personal to the person that we don't know what caused it to happen, or if there's something purely personal, if it was a stroke or something like that, has nothing to do with the workplace, just happens to have happened at that time, and you fall. The problem with the standards created here is it doesn't change how we evaluate the things that you fall into or you fall onto or anything like that. It creates an exception from compensability for the injury if it stems from an idiopathic fall. So to me, when I look at this, my concern is if I fall just onto a level surface, as Senator Breitbach has intended to do, that's not compensable. If I fall on a level surface into a machine, my fear is that the cause of the fall was idiopathic, we're in an exception to workers' compensation, so the subsequent injury from that idiopathic fall may not be compensable whatsoever, despite how gruesome the injury may be.
Okay, thank you. That clears it up for me. You know, it's pretty serious, especially some of those injuries that I've seen in the workplace, loss of limb. We've actually had deaths. Most of them, in fact, I don't know any of them, was because of somebody actually blacking out. But that is a concern. And workplaces are dangerous inherently. And, you know, I'd rather err on the side of Senator Bolton. And so I would recommend that we support this amendment. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Bolton, for final remarks on Amendment 3045 to Senate File 507.
Thank you, Mr. President. One of the things that Senator Breitbach brought up was a slip and fall issue. You slip on something, that's not going to be affected by this. That's absolutely true. It's not an idiopathic fall. It's explained by a hazard of the workplace. What we're concerned about here is in creating an exception to the workers' compensation protections of a worker, we have said that if it's an idiopathic fall, that creates no compensability. And so you may have later been injured from the fall by falling into a piece of equipment, but the cause of your fall was idiopathic, so the consequences that flow from that fall are excluded from work comp. That's the concern with how this is drafted right now. And the reality is we're not going to find out if my interpretation or Senator Breitbach's interpretation is right until the unfortunate thing has happened. And the courts are reviewing this and trying to decide what the legislature intended to do. And when you say something like creating an exception to compensability for an idiopathic fall, my fear is we take you at your word and we exclude the consequences of that fall, as long as it's at surface level, from being compensable. This amendment does send a message. The legislature is not going to be presumed to have passed bills for no reason. It's going to send a message to the courts that we want to see these standards applied to point to specific risk factors and assess them appropriately. This amendment offers an opportunity to make sure that we don't throw out an entire class of injuries that can happen in this state, sometimes with truly devastating consequences, simply because we didn't check to see if we had the language right. The words matter. This is not shifting how we evaluate workplace risk factors. This is an exception to compensability. That's the problem. The amendment fixes that. I ask you to support the amendment, and I ask for a record vote.
The senator for Polk moves adoption of Amendment 3045 to Senate File 507. Record vote has been requested. Those in favor of the amendment will vote yay. Those opposed will vote no. The secretary will open the voting system and record your vote. Senator Shipley votes no. Senator Feenstra votes no. Senator Lofgren votes no. Has every senator voted? Every senator has voted. The secretary will close the voting system. The secretary will lock the voting system and record your vote. The Senate will pay attention to the result of the roll call. Those voting yay, 17. Those voting no, 32. The amendment is defeated. We are now back on Senate File 507. Is there further discussion on Senate File 507? The chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Bolton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think we all could have supported this legislation had we actually addressed the key issue, focusing the attention on the risk factors in employment and the cause of harm. The problem here is you have a statute now that you are going to tell the courts you cannot allow somebody to get medical care, you cannot allow someone to get benefits for their lost time off the job, their permanent level of disability. They may, as a result of an idiopathic fall injury, never be able to walk again or work again. And you're saying that it doesn't matter that we may not have got the language right. It's just a bad consequence if a workplace injury is increased in likelihood, if it is magnified in terms of the harm caused or very directly caused by something there at that work site, if it all started off a chain of events from an idiopathic or unexplained personal injury. We're taking a huge risk here with people's lives and their livelihoods. Think about the consequences of what this may mean to a constituent of yours in your district who shows up to work, does the job, and has an incident that completely turns over their life, and they're going to be told, "I'm sorry, we just didn't get the language right on that idiopathic fall statute. There's nothing we can do."
Chair recognizes the senator from Lynn, Senator Hogue.
Thank you, Mr. President, and Senate colleagues. I was actually trying to read the underlying statute, and I'm very concerned about this bill because we're now doing something that no Iowa legislature has ever done before. And if you read, I mean, if you want to open it up, it's volume one on page 1474, 85.61, we're talking about the definition of the words personal injury arising out of and in the course of employment. And what the statute currently provides is that it shall include injuries to employees whose services are being performed on, in, or about the premises which are occupied, used, or controlled by the employer. So you're at a work site and you get injured, covered. Judges have said it still has to arise out of and in the course of employment, therefore just the being in the premises isn't enough, that you have to show a work causal relationship, not in the language of the statute, but the courts have added, those activist judges, Senator Garrett, have added on a pro-employer requirement. And then it says, and also injuries to those who are engaged elsewhere in places where their employer's business requires their presence, subjects them to dangers incident to the business. So that's an add-on for non-workplace injuries. Then, A, listen to this. Personal injuries sustained by a volunteer firefighter arise in the course of employment if the injuries are sustained at any time from the time the volunteer firefighter is summoned to duty as a volunteer firefighter until the time the volunteer firefighter is discharged from duty by the chief of the volunteer fire department or the chief's designee. So what a former legislature did was say, we should add to the current definition volunteer firefighters, right? So we're adding protections for workers. And then B, similar clause, personal injury sustained by emergency medical care providers, as defined in section 147A.1, arise in the course of employment if the injuries are sustained at any time from the time the emergency medical care providers are summoned to duty until the time those duties have been fully discharged. So what you have here is a basic definition that's broad, and the Iowa legislature has added to it a couple times to protect emergency medical care providers, and volunteer firefighters. And now you've got a bill here that, in my mind, is really kind of misplaced. Because what we're saying is, for this particular type of fall at a workplace, we're going to say, by definition, as a legislature, that that doesn't count. And it's not consistent with what else is happening in that definition. Do you see what I'm saying? Right? It's we have this general definition, and now, for the first time ever, the Iowa legislature is taking things out. I have to say, I read that, and I'm just struck by it. Why would we take that away from workers? Why are we taking away that protection from workers? I don't think people campaigned on taking protections away from workers. So I hope it's not as big a deal as Senator Bolton says, although people fall at work sites, right? And some of those are going to be, for that fancy word, idiopathic, right? And it's like, why start to restrict them? What's next? Right? I think that's a bad precedent to go into the definition and start excluding people from their ability to make a case that it was work-related. I just don't think this is the right way for us to go. I think we should stand up for the workers of Iowa and say, we've got a code section there that works. The courts have added on a work-related requirement that's not in the plain text of the definition. So let's let them do their work and make sure that these are work-related injuries. And if it's work-related, it's compensable. And if it's not, it's not. And you know what? If occasionally a case is decided, in a way that maybe you wouldn't or you and I wouldn't, well, right? Life happens. But for us to now inject ourselves as a legislative body in the definition of what is arising out of in the course of employment, and we're now taking it away, I understood why we, the legislature, said, yeah, we want to make sure volunteer firefighters are covered. That made sense. I understand why we wanted to say emergency medical care providers should be covered, but now we're saying something totally different. We're going into some specific type of injury and saying that's going to be excluded. And I think that establishes a bad precedent. It doesn't really make sense with the structure of the statute. And I'd urge us to vote no on this, because I think we should stand up for the workers of Iowa.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the senator from Clayton, Senator Breitbach, for final remarks on Senate File 507.
You know, Senator Hogg, I'm kind of baffled sometimes by some of the things that are said, especially about what I did or didn't campaign on. And to be quite honest, if all of us only voted for things that we campaigned on, we'd only pass about 5 bills a year. The people of Iowa sent us down here to look at all bills, make the best decision that we're able to do, and do our job, not what we campaigned on. The Supreme Court is the one that brought us to this bill today. Because of the ruling that was made at the Supreme Court level, we have to address this situation. Before the Supreme Court ruling, we had an understanding in the workman's compensation that idiopathic falls were not covered by work comp. The majority of the states that the judge who made this ruling visited with already decided the same thing as Iowa did. You know, this bill allows for compensation in the workplace if the injury was a workplace injury contributed, workplace condition contributed to the injury. So that's not a question. If it was contributed by something you were doing in your work, you're going to be compensated. One of the things that people don't understand what the ultimate effect of this could be And I've got a seizure condition. So when I go to get employed someplace, and my employer knows that I have a seizure condition, and I tell them, by the way, if I decide that I'm going to arbitrarily stop taking my seizure medication, and if I have a seizure at work and fall on the floor or hit my head, I'm going to lose my license for 6 months because I've had a seizure, and then, by the way, your workman's compensation is going to pay me because of my bad judgment. That's wrong. That's why we're here talking about this bill. I encourage my colleagues to vote in favor.
The senator from Clayton moves that Senate File 507 be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Those in favor of the motion say yay.
Yay.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The secretary will read.
Senate File 507, Bill for Neck Related Definition of Personal Injuries Arising out of and in the course of the employment for the purposes of compensable acts of workers' compensation be enacted by the General Assembly State of Iowa.
The senator from Clayton moves that the reading thus far be considered the last reading of the bill. Those in favor of the motion say yay.
Yay.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Is the title agreed to?
Yes.
The title is agreed to. The question now is, shall Senate File 507 pass? Those in favor of the passage of Senate File 507 will vote yay. Those opposed will vote no. The secretary will receive your vote. Senator Sweeney votes yea. Senator Feenster votes yea. Has every senator voted? Every senator has voted. The secretary will close the voting system. The secretary will lock the voting system and record your vote. The Senate will pay attention to the result of the roll call. Those voting yea, 32. Those voting no, 17. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared to have passed the Senate, and the title was agreed to. The chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would ask unanimous consent to immediately message Senate File 507.
The senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer, asks unanimous consent to immediately message Senate File 507. Seeing no objections, so ordered. It's now that time of the day for points of personal privilege. Are there any senators seeking the floor? Seeing none, the chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move the Senate adjourn until Wednesday, March 20th at 9 a.m.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer. All those in favor say yay.
Yay.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate is adjourned until Wednesday, March 20th at 9 o'clock a.m.